Israel captures Hamas governor's mansion. Intel HQ smashes terror infrastructure. By Joel B. Polag on November 14, 2023. Soldiers from the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, continue to destroy Hamas and its command infrastructure in the Gaza Strip, seizing the governor's mansion, which includes the terrorist organization's military and intelligence headquarters. In a widely shared image on social media, soldiers from the elite Golani Brigade posed with the Israeli unit flags. pic.twitter.com/o1hh3wvodi. Itai Blumenthal, at Itai Blumenthal, November 14, 2023. The IDF issued a statement. In recent days, forces from both the 7th Brigade and the Golani Brigade conducted operations in Sheikh Alan and Ramal, securing control over government institutions that Hamas utilized for military purposes. Combined combat forces in the 7th Brigade secured the Hamas legislature and government building, the Hamas police headquarters and an engineering faculty used for weapons production and development. During the operation, the forces took control of the Gizet compound, which contains Hamas training facilities, an operational situation room, detention and interrogation facilities. Hamas weapons, as well as training and study materials, were located in the facility. Furthermore, the Golani Brigade Combined Combat Forces successfully secured the governor's residence, identified as a facility used by the Hamas terror organization. This building housed both Hamas military and police offices and the organization's military intelligence offices, headquarters, and various outposts. Some of these outposts were used by Hamas for training in preparation for the invasion into Israel on Saturday, October 7. In addition, the IDF also took over Hamas bases in the Shadi refugee camp and moved closer to its goal of eliminating the group. The forces of the 162nd Division are striking Hamas infrastructure and its operational capabilities. So far, the division forces have located more than 160 tunnel shafts and struck approximately 2,800 terrorist infrastructure. In the Gaza Strip, the 162nd Division secured strategic Hamas assets, including the Force 17 outpost, the Hamas security quarter, Rantisi hospital used by Hamas for military activities and holding hostages, and the Beder outpost. The division forces have been actively operating in Shadi camp, a central Hamas center in the Gaza Strip. Inside the camp are many Hamas infrastructure and battalions, including the Shadi battalion, which took a central part in the invasion and massacre of Saturday, October 7. The 401st Brigade's Combined Combat Forces entered the Gaza Strip and led the rest of the forces from the northern Gaza Strip into the Shadi camp. The Combined Combat Forces of the Givati Brigade and forces from the 401st Brigade struck numerous targets on the outskirts of Shadi camp from ground and air. Among them were central buildings and government institutions belonging to the terrorist organization Hamas, from which terrorist activity was directed against the citizens of Israel and our forces. The Nahal Brigade's Combined Combat Forces took control of the Shadi outpost, destroyed terrorist infrastructure, eliminated terrorists and located five tunnel shafts. During the operation, the forces apprehended Hamas terrorists, who were transferred to Israeli territory for interrogation. Forces from the Commando Brigade operated in the north of Shadi camp to locate Shadi battalion operatives and to destroy Hamas infrastructure. The forces of the brigade secured buildings deep inside the camp and struck many enemy infrastructure. In addition, they operated to clear a school area where anti-tank missile launchers, a large amount of weaponry and terrorist infrastructure were found. Hours before the ground forces entered the Shadi compound, the Air Force struck Hamas targets in the camp and the 215th Brigade opened fire in order to prepare the area for the operations of the ground forces. In the words of the commander of Division 162, Lieutenant Colonel Yitzhak Cohen, "We have created conditions for dismantling the military and governmental capabilities of Hamas in Gaza City." Since the beginning of the war, the IDF forces and the 162nd Division forces have been dismantling Hamas centers and capabilities it had built over the years. From the beginning of the ground operation, the division forces eliminated over 1,000 terrorists. The forces also significantly decreased missile launches towards the State of Israel from the northern Gaza Strip, reducing them by approximately 80%. Israel had suffered fewer than 50 killed in action as of Tuesday, compared to thousands of Hamas terrorists. Joe B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new biography, Rhoda, Comrade Caudalie, You Are Out of Order. He is also the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoePolak.